Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Tyranny on trial. Who's to blame? Check it out. Genesis Communication Network. Just posted this morning. Great article. Promises being brought forth in a way that you've never thought of before. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good girls and you good guys out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Now, folks, if you hear some pounding going on in the background,
it's our hearts beating for you because
totally
we love the Sons and Daughters of Liberty so much.
We need some room, folks, so we're adding on to the room in which we have right now, and there's absolutely nothing that we can do about it in the studios today. So if you hear it, that's what it is. They're knocking us out with every blow, but we're glad that they're actually pounding nails today. So
that's
a good
right.
thing. Folks, you have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and to the right of me, my pretty little princess, and your pretty little princess, you know her as Stephanie Joy. Now, folks, if you'd like to check us out online, do. It is sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also go over to Sons of Liberty Radio. Don't forget radio on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. And as well, you can go over to Bradley Dean Double E, Bradley Dean Double E, one fan page, one personal page. And you can also follow me on my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1, again, Double E, Bradley Dean 1. Phone lines are accessible, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. What I want to talk about in just a couple minutes before I hand it over to our pretty little princess really quick here, friends, is that one of our presidents rightly said that he has no master but the law, and that would be the Constitution of the United States. And I want to bring forth some other things as to what we found out, what transpired overnight from actually Tuesday to Wednesday, because Wednesday is today, concerning this Obama administration and his corruption and what we are dealing with. Folks, the answers are right in front of us. We just simply need to return to the foundations and know our founding documents. Religion and morality are the essential pillars of civil society. So if you're looking for the answer, let me tell you what, they're right in front of your face, and I appreciate you tuning in. Folks, phone lines, again, are accessible, 1-866-233-0747. This is also the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, our pretty little princess?
Well, the reason why that is because it's just a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. You want the mind of Christ. You want the heart of God. Now, we're going to get to some more serious things here on the Sons of Liberty, as you were just mentioning. But before we do so, I've got some interesting fun facts.
Fun facts.
Fun facts.
Yes.
Well, and they have to do with food. Most people genuinely like food. We consume a lot of food here in America, some more than others, and don't even think about,
can I ask you something? I just want to break in really quick. Why do you always have that ridiculous-looking smirk on your face?
Well, I don't always have the ridiculous
misery loves
smirk.
Company, and today is not a good day for you to be smiling.
Oh, okay. Well, then I'll try to be way more serious than what I am. Okay. Now, America has the top 10 most favorite foods that it has. Now, I'm going to have you, first of all, guess. Can you think
hamburger.
Of... You're right.
French fries.
You got it. First, you got it. Hold on. The first one is the hamburger.
Well, you asked me to guess. I'm taking a guess.
I know, but you took more than one guess.
Okay.
We got to go in order. This is the number one America's favorite food is the hamburger. Now,
I don't want you to look at me as a fixed star because I feel like I'm a wandering planet.
Right. I understand.
Okay. I mean, just the way I just nailed those for you.
Good job. Yeah. Now, but you got fries is in there, but it's not number two. So we'll take this one step at a time. Okay.
Yes.
Now, 13 billion hamburgers are enough to circle the Earth 32 times, which Americans eat in a year.
Now, who could come up with a stat like that? That tells me somebody's got a lot of time
way
on their hands.
Too much time on their hands. The average American consumes 3 hamburgers per week. Hamburgers and cheeseburgers account for 71% of all beef served commercially in America.
Huh.
Okay, now, take a guess. What do you think number two is?
I just told you, French fries.
That's number three.
Okay.
What could be number two? Hamburgers and... starts with an H.
Hot dogs?
You got
really?
Hot dogs.
Well, I would not have guessed hot dogs.
Yeah, the average American consumes...
I mean, do you know what's in a hot dog? Do you know what a hot dog is?
Yeah, well, we can talk about some of the things that are in these
things. It's what's not used.
Exactly, and notice that there's most of foods that...
Eyes, tongues, leftovers.
Yeah,
ugh,
and chicken nuggets are really gross,
too. Yeah, processed.
Too. Exactly, but we can talk more about that. But did you notice that... all these foods are not good for you. Like, wasn't like the top 10 food wasn't like broccoli.
Yeah.
And then carrots and then cauliflower right below.
I know, or spinach.
Exactly.
Know? Yeah.
It's food that's not good for you.
Isn't that crazy?
It is.
Or God's candy, which is fruit.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, it's always got to be sugar. It's always got to be something that's just
processed.
Not good for your physical body. And your carnal nature thrives that junk.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Definitely. The average American
I know you know.
I know because I got it right in front of me.
Right. Okay.
The average American consumes more than 50 hot dogs in a year.
Yep.
Hot dogs are part of the 4th of July culture, of course, in America. And it's reported that Americans consume 150 million hot dogs that day. So on the 4th of July, we're celebrating our independence. Americans consume 150 million hot dogs. Can
That's
you believe
a lot of
that?
Hot dogs. Yeah. A lot of pigs.
Exactly. Now the third,
unless it's beef, of course.
Right. Now the third most loved food in America is French fries. French fries account for more than a fourth of all potatoes sold in
An E, right? Said Dan Quayle.
That's right.
Okay, just
in America, Americans eat about 2 million tons of French fries each year. That's a lot of French fries.
That is a lot of acne.
A lot of acne.
Yes.
You're right. Exactly. Yep. And an average American consumes 30 pounds of French fries per year.
I mean, it's just like you got to ask yourself the question. Now, like going to a skin doctor, for example.
Yeah.
You got to ask the question, are they actually paying the guys at McDonald's to sell French fries?
Right. Exactly.
You know, it's like when we go through the bank. You know, they always say, hey, do you want to give your kids a sucker? And I'll look at them and say, do you work for the dentist?
Exactly.
I'm totally playing, of course. I don't want anybody thinking that I really believe what I just said. I'm being facetious, but it's ridiculous as to the things that we aspire to have.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It is, and they're not good for you neither. And if you look at, if you keep going down this list, we've got Oreo cookies, okay? That's number 4. And I love Oreo cookies.
I know. That's what I was trying to say a little bit earlier.
Right. I figured you were going to maybe
But I
there.
Am telling people that you're the pretty little princess
that's
because
right.
they can't see you right now. But they can if they want to go online and get the live stream. Just hold on a second, please. Infomercial. Chase, let's go for it real quick.
Well, if you go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the shop page, you can become a son or daughter of Liberty. And part of that is the 6-day-a-week live video stream, so you can get the full Sons of Liberty experience.
Awesome. And one more infomercial. What was that magazine that just picked us up
Honor,
that you wanted to share
Honor
with us?
Honor Magazine has picked up your article, America's Undisputed Christian Heritage, and that is part of their first issue. It's a digital issue. Go to honormagazine.com. Check it out, purchase, subscribe, and they'll be printing it soon enough here in the next coming month. They plan to have you back. So,
oh, cool.
Yeah,
that's
very
great.
Cool. Okay.
Very cool. Okay,
back to
so
Stephanie.
We're back to number 4, which is Oreo cookies.
Now, you got
to
hurry this up.
Okay, I love cookies, but you know what? I think Oreo supported the homosexual agenda, so I've not eaten Oreos since then.
Yeah.
But we can go on and on. We can maybe continue after.
Go.
We got pizza.
Yeah.
Is the next
I would have picked pizza.
Soft drinks, chicken tenders, ice cream, donuts, potato chips. Those are the top 10 America's most favorite foods.
And I believe it.
Yeah, not good for us.
I was just going to say, what is good for us? Folks, we're going to come back and we're going to talk about if God does not exist, then everything is permissible. By the way, this is how tyrants rule. Let's talk about your president for just a minute.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host for the Sons of Liberty Radio. For the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties, and we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue by the support of people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-233-0747. Steph, what did you say was in Coke?
Oh, Coke.
I drink Coke once a week. I love that stuff. And I know it's not good for you.
Right.
That's probably why I love it.
I know. I think a lot of people like Coke. What's interesting to note is the active ingredient in Coke is phosphoric acid. On the pH scale, it is very acidic and can dissolve a nail in about 4 days.
Yeah, I know cops use, when there's actually fatalities or a lot of blood involved in accidents, they'll actually use Coca-Cola and they'll pour it out on the streets to get rid of the blood.
Yeah. Another thing, too, is high acid content in Coke makes the body very difficult to lose weight. You ever notice that?
How am I so toned then?
I don't know.
You know what I mean?
You are the example.
It's not easy maintaining a physique like this.
You know, I remember one of my classes, and I forget the name of it, in high school, we had talked about...
Okay, she forgot the name of it.
The name of the class. Hold on, I've got to finish this. The name of the class in high school. But I remember the point, though. The point was is how much pop people consume. If you drink, like, 2 cans of pop a day, if you stop drinking pop for 2 weeks, you can significantly lose good chunks of weight, like maybe 12 to 14 pounds. No, not really.
That's incredible.
The only thing I really have pop is when I have like an A&W can of root beer. I have to admit, those are so good. But it makes it very difficult to lose weight. And it also, it leaches the calcium out of your bones and promotes osteoporosis.
Really?
Yeah, there's a lot. I mean, you could go out on each and every one
Maybe
of these.
Maybe that's why I'm cracking
pizza.
My fingers all the time. But I'm not going to take that curse because I've been redeemed from the curse
that's
of the
right.
law.
That's right. Right.
Chase, hot dogs.
Yeah.
You know, processed chicken nuggets,
made of
right?
Mechanically separated meats.
Ugh.
Yeah, the leftovers. They take all the bones and stuff after you get your nice prime rib and turkey breast and all that stuff, and then shove it through a strainer.
With the bones?
With the bones, and then they separate all the quote-unquote edible tissue and grind it up until it looks like a strawberry
ice cream. What did you say was in those little mini hot dogs?
Yeah, Vienna sausages, like you have, you know, finger foods at your parties and stuff. That's basically the leftovers after they make hot dogs. So it's like leftovers of leftovers of leftovers.
Oh, that's so gross.
So like regurgitation.
Yeah.
Gross. I don't mean to be gross, but...
Maybe we can top it off with this, chicken tenders, and I'll say this is it. It's made from unusable chicken parts. Rarely made from whole white meat.
Of course. Well, now think about it. You eat those things and you thrive on eating those things because of the sauces that are used to cover up what you think is eating may be good for you when in fact it is not.
Oh, yeah, this is pretty gross.
Pretty gross. Well, bite one in half, you can see they're not real. And
right,
I'm talking
exactly.
about chicken McNuggets. Uh-huh. Pretty nasty stuff.
That's true. And, you know, yeah. I remember one time we had a post on Facebook that you had when you looked inside the chicken nugget, there's literally hair inside the chicken
yeah.
nugget. Oh.
Maybe that was like a rocker chicken or something.
You know, so anyone listening to the show right now sitting down at McDonald's eating some chicken McNuggets is going to be really gross.
Like I said, maybe it's
point.
A rocker chicken that just forgot to get his hair cut. Or he was a young chicken because he didn't go bald. I don't know. Hey, folks, 7 million, number yet to be more propaganda. RAND Corporation study suggests barely 858,000 previously uninsured Americans have enrolled and paid premiums concerning Obamacare.
Wait, let's say
Man,
that again.
I just want to say this, friends. Always remember you were told how long ago from Bradley Dean on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. How many times have I told you that this administration operates through deception at every turn, friends? Remember, you know how the president's out there telling you, oh, man, there's 7 million people that have already enrolled. No, friends, there hasn't.
Wow.
They're saying less than 858,000 previously uninsured Americans haven't enrolled and paid premiums.
Wow, that's a far cry from 7 million.
I'm trying to figure out how that works. I mean, we know that when we look at the Obama administration, we also know that his 70% of his Twitter account was fabricated.
Right.
Remember how the Saul Alinsky tactic, friend, works? Get them to believe that there's a lot more with them than what there really is.
Right.
That's how they operate. But again, we're looking at Obamacare. And, friends, it's just simply this. Another day with another lie from this corrupt and criminal administration
right.
trying to push down your throats what the American people are not accepting. And they are gagging it back, and they're saying, no, we're not accepting this. Even his own are turning on him. Case in point, friends, just yesterday I had noted an individual in the Democratic Party, not dividing again, friends, because, again, we're Christocrats here on the Sons of Liberty, but a former top Democrat calls Obama a delusional liar, yet you heard nothing to the state-run media. Now, you have, remember how I said that they would turn on their own, and they always do? It was like what Bugsy Siegel said back in the 30s. Hey, listen, we only kill our own. That's exactly how they operate. And see, what happens is they get into it. They begin to see what this lawless individual, it kind of going back to a dictator again, friends, or any other dictatorship, you think you have control over those that want to dictate a country, when in fact, when they get into power, they kill off those that thought they had control over that dictator. They eradicate all of their political oppositions.
And then when they're done with you, then they get rid of you for the next change of power that's coming.
And that's exactly, by the way, what Vladimir Lenin said concerning useful idiots. They were useful until the point they got into power, and once the communist regime would get into power, they would eradicate all of the useful idiots that helped them get to power. Now, let me go back to this point concerning the lie fabricated by this criminal administration again, of that being Obamacare. We know that it's unconstitutional, therefore illegal. The American people are, for the most part, laughing about this, and I just want to let you know, your enemies, my friends, are not laughing
right.
at all. You need to read Article 1, Section 8 of the United States. And speaking of Vladimir Lenin, he's the individual, this devil-minded individual, the devil incarnate, one of them. He said socialized medicine is a keystone to the establishment of a socialist state. Did you hear that? Socialized medicine is a keystone to the establishment of a socialized state.
Wow.
So in other words, if you can control a person's health care, said Vladimir Lenin, he said you can control the person. Do you see what this is about, friends? This is criminal to the core. I want to say this. If God does not exist, hey, at least even those that have objections to the fact that God is in control, I want to say this. If God does not exist, then I want to say this, then everything is permissible. If there is no God, then there's no rules to live by and no moral law in which we must follow. So in other words, we can do whatever we want to do. Now, I want to say this. Well, the charades of Russia and China, friends, listen to me carefully. How many years have I told you, watch out for China and Russia? I told you over and over and over and over again, China and Russia, China and Russia and China and Russia. It's not so much the Muslim Brotherhood, which is a political battering ram. It's not so much those that are being used to bring about a new world order, creating chaos to bring out a new order out of the chaos. But just keep in mind, friends, I've told you Russia and China are your real enemies. Now keep in mind, again, while the charades of Russia and China and America are playing out at odds with each other on a fabricated circumstance, by the way, which was created to create more chaos, to then implement more government control on a global scale, that's all this is about, friends. You see all this stuff going down between Obama and Putin? It's fabricated. It's WWF at its very worst. Hey, friends, here, I got an idea. How about we do this? Since all these world leaders, they have issues with other countries, why don't we set those world leaders in a ring by themselves and let them fight it to the death?
Right.
Because if they do that and they fight to the death, at least we know that it was real anger.
Right.
And if it's not, why is it that the American people, namely in this particular situation, are falling for the charades between Barack Hussein Obama and Mr. Putin?
That's right. So maybe,
it's a joke.
So maybe if they had to fight it to death and they realized, well, it would be their death, maybe they'd be able to figure something out.
Oh, yeah, but if the people, namely in this country and those countries, for example, in Russia or in China, if they're going to allow their governments, their leaders, to actually create all these wars, why don't we just take the leaders and throw them in a cage together and let them battle it out?
Right.
Because if we would do that, I'll tell you what, millions and millions of innocent people would not die a death in a battle that they themselves didn't create.
Exactly.
Because for the most part, people don't want war.
Exactly.
Right?
It reminds me of in Vietnam when the congressman's, you know, children started to come up.
Yep.
Then all of a sudden the war began to shut down. Why? Because they were protective of their own sons and their own daughters. But they should be just as protective over the American people because that's who they claim to serve.
Case in point as to what you're saying there, in Washington, D.C., when you go to the Vietnam Wall where 58,151 men and women fought blood and died to ratify the Constitution of the United States. Friends, they did their job. So if you complain about Vietnam, that just shows and reflects that the American people didn't do theirs because it was Congress, the voice of the people, that sent your kids to go in the first place. So the people, if they would have stood up, they could have shut down Vietnam by shutting down Congress, namely concerning this war. But let me get to this point. When you go to the Vietnam Wall, it's interesting, about 100 yards, if even that, I don't even think it's that far, maybe half that, you'll find trees around the Vietnam Wall with fences around the trees protecting the trees. Your government in this country, friends, are protecting the trees. And if you violate those trees, you'll be fined by your government. But they're okay to send boys to war. We're off track just a little bit, but we're just making a point here. Folks, we're going to come back, and I'm just going to continue on down this course. If God doesn't exist, then everything is permittable, and it's permissible. And friends, that's exactly what dictators do, and by the way, that's how they operate. And this is what we're seeing again today in America through Obama.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
You've been lied to. Lied to by Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, and I want to give you free access to my new DVD set, The Millionaire Black Box. Because after losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough. And since then, I've filmed interviews with dozens of millionaires across the country. I was shocked to discover they don't use mutual funds or worry about stock market crashes. They make double digits in good years and bad. Call now to get this DVD where millionaires reveal five specific wealth strategies like private lending contracts, how to use your IRAs or cash in the bank to make potential double digits each year, tax-free retirement income using the biggest benefits left in the tax code, and how to beat inflation with two strategies you'll never hear from Wall Street. Call 1-800-324-3030 to get free access to the Millionaire Black Box Fox videos and learn the secrets the ultra-rich use to grow your money and protect your wealth. Plus, the next 47 callers get a free copy of my best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-324-3030. Again, that's 1-800-324-3030. 1-800-324-3030.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Love your interaction. 1-866-233-0747. Again, we love your interaction. 1-866-233-0747. Talking about the charades of Russia, China, and America. And because if God does not exist, then everything is permissible. Now, I want to make a point, and I want you to listen carefully, okay? Because these are also the same leaders that are also attempting to convince their people in whatever country they may be, these communist nations, by the way, which support Barack Hussein Obama and the same ideology through totalitarianism, that God does not exist. See, the rules that you live by are theirs, and that there is no moral law we must follow except the ones that they approve of. So we can do whatever we want to so long as they agree with it. Did you hear what I said? We can do whatever we want to so long as they agree with it. Read Psalm 2:2 when you get a minute. And when you see what these tyrants produce, you can see why they don't want you listening to the God of Moses and his moral law, Exodus 20. Because if you did, friends, they would be put out of business. And if the church across the world would obey God's commandments, again, they would simply be put out of business. And when we take a look at the fruit of these tyrants, what is it? Murder, theft, destruction in so many ways, John 10:10. These tyrants understand that war, listen carefully, friends. These tyrants, namely the one in the White House right now, understand that war, the wars that they themselves create, are brought forth throughout the rule of force, and force is what they use to rule through war. I'll say it again. These tyrants understand that war, the wars that they create, are brought forth through the rule of force, and force is what they use to rule through war that they themselves create. So while peace is found in the reign of law, law is what they refuse to submit to have the peace. And what's interesting, again, friends, a little side note, it's the law that makes the king.
Mm-hmm. It's and the king is not above the law.
And that's exactly right. It's the law that makes the king, my friends. But these are the ones, these understand that war, the wars, again, that they create are brought forth through the rule of force and it being their force. And force is what they use to rule through war. Well, again, peace is found in the reign of law, and law is what they refuse to submit to have the peace. Now, if you're like me, which I stand on the side of God's word, and when King David rightly said, he said, I am for peace. Listen again carefully, friends, teaching you a spiritual lesson in natural analogy. King David rightly stated, I am for peace, but when I speak, they are for war. Did you get that?
Right.
He said, I am for peace, but when I speak, they are for war. And keep in mind, David was submitted to God's moral law. Remember, how love I thy law, it's my meditation all the day long. Right. Remember David said that? Remember how he exalted it?
Thy law have I loved.
Totally, in every sense of the word. So I am for peace, so that peace came through what? King David said, remember how I said, the law makes the king? He was submitted to the law. Let me go over to what Noah Webster said, one of the founding revolutionaries. He said, all the miseries and evils which men suffer from vice, crime, ambition, injustice, oppression, slavery, and war proceed from their despising or neglecting the precepts contained in the Bible.
Absolutely.
So tyrants purposely evade God and look at the fruit of their, I don't want to say their leadership, but their tyrannical leaderships is what? Misery, evil, crime, vice, ambition, injustice, oppression, slavery, and war. You know, that's what humors me when people talk about, well, look at the Christian, you know, the Christian forefathers. You said the Christians, you know, they had slavery. No, slavery is an abomination. They couldn't justify it. Just ask Thomas Jefferson. He'll tell you that he couldn't justify it.
Mm-hmm. And John Quincy Adams, who fought to end slavery.
An abolitionist, mm-hmm. That's right. So, friends, now writing in specifics or speaking in specifics, the first scripture in the Satanic Bible is do what you want to do. Do what thou wilt. So, which we can see again, see that Satan, the old deluder, is attempting to mock God at every turn by using these communists to teach in direct contrast of what God commands man to do. So, friends, I hope you can see the source of all of their fruit. Okay? Because Satan, and speaking of fruit, I would like you to see the fruit which is bred from that tree on a citizenry basis.
Mm-hmm.
I just received a letter. Here, let me give you one more quote, too. I don't mean to use ostentatious erudition, friends, but Franklin Graham does come to my aid right now, son of Billy Graham. He said the president and the attorney general have turned their backs on God and his standards, and many in the Congress are following this administration's lead. See what happens when the blind lead the blind?
They're both going to end up in the ditch.
That's exactly right. So when we're speaking of citizenry, what is an administration like this actually breeding? I got this letter just this last week, and I want you to hear this. He said, Bradley Dean, you stinking sack of vomit. He said, this is just the same old tired idiotic. He said, yes. You stupid bee, he said. How dare you accuse our legitimate government of tyranny? You hypocritical bad guy. He said, you're determined to impose Christian tyranny on this proudly secular, multi-religious country. You are like Hitler, Stalin, and Mao, not Obama, who is a good, decent, honorable, honest, courageous, compassionate man.
Wow.
He said, everything you are not.
That's true.
It's illegal to teach evolution in schools, you blithering idiot. Says who? He said, you blanking A, then he said whole. You are determined to teach kids the idiocy of creationism and scientific fact in schools. How dare you demand that our schools indoctrinate kids with BS, he said. He said, you are determined to teach blatant lies about homosexuals and homosexuality to young people, which will turn them into the same vicious homophobic bigot you are. He said, you're no better than Hitler.
Yeah.
Wow. Hitler was at least an intelligent and educated man. Do you see the side in which these people lean, friends? He said, you're no better than Hitler. But Hitler was at least an intelligent and educated man. You are a blithering idiot with, used a vernacular again for an indecent
blank for
expletive.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
For brains. I'm going to organize a campaign to have you permanently barred from ever setting foot in a public school in the U.S. for life. And you will see to it Oh, I'm sorry. He said, and you will, and we'll see to it that if you ever do, you will be immediately arrested, prosecuted, and given a stiff jail sentence. He said, you are a blanking criminal, a bigoted, hateful, hypocritical, and self-righteous, A. Then he said, whole. He said, it's your funeral, you blank bag.
Okay, now I got to say something.
Yes.
This guy sounds to me like he's very, very angry.
Okay. An angry elf.
Angry elf, right.
Mentally disturbed.
So it sounds like he obviously doesn't.
If I was in a room with him right now, mm-hmm. I can imagine what it would be like. There would probably be smoke, and it would smell like mushrooms in there, and I'd probably feel like everybody in that room wanted to hurt me.
Especially this individual.
Yes.
But he sounds like he's extremely angry and hateful. And, you know, he's obviously not a Christian. He hates God. He's an atheist. So my question to this man would be, why do you hate God so much if he doesn't exist?
That's right.
Why would you be getting so angry? I wouldn't be angry about something that's not there. It wouldn't affect me whatsoever. It wouldn't affect my disposition, any of my choices.
Right. But they know it's not truth because the wrath of God abides upon them.
Exactly.
And they're condemned at every step because they love the darkness rather than the light, John 3:18. And what they do is they want to lash out at anybody that speaks out or exposes them for who they really are.
And the point is...
they think it's freedom to do this kind of stuff.
Right. The point is the fact that they're an atheist. He's an atheist. So he doesn't believe in God. So why is he so angry then? You don't believe in God? Fine. How could you be so angry at something unless something existed? You don't have a fight and be angry at someone that's not there. You have to actually have a fight with someone who's real and there.
And so it testifies that God is there.
Of course.
Because the Holy Ghost comes about to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment. The Bible says that he's a swift witness unto all manner of sin, unto judgment.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens is they're made manifest. Because
right.
The light brings forth the manifestation. And how does that happen? Their darkness is reproved by the light.
Exactly.
Ephesians 5.
And
that's
so
my
angry.
Job. They totally do. They totally get angry. And the Bible clearly tells us the fool is said in his heart that there is no God. And they are foolish on purpose. This is willful. I mean, you have to take a little time to write a letter like that.
Yeah.
Right?
And
so I wanted to let everybody know what my response was.
Oh, great. Let's hear it.
I didn't give him one. And I'll tell you why. Because my father said that I was not to answer a fool in his folly. Proverbs 26:4.
That probably makes me even more angry.
Just
no one to fight with. But, you know, that's so true when you said the Holy Spirit comes to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment. So, obviously, he's feeling convicted to lash out. You must be saying something, really getting at
either
his core.
Either that or hitting... get his coffee that morning.
Maybe not even that morning. Maybe for the past 10 years he has not received his coffee. He seems like an extremely angry, violent, unloving, hateful man.
Yes, and he probably got some really bad bean.
I know, really bad.
Yeah, but he doesn't understand what love is. Remember David said, King David in Psalm 109, I'm hated for my love.
Right,
remember Jesus said that he was hated for
love. And it's not fun to tell people the truth. I mean, sometimes it's hard and people get angry at you. They'll talk bad about you. They'll separate you from their company, as the Bible talks about. Who would want to give someone the truth? Because you're not going to have very many friends. You're not going to have a lot of people that are really, hey, buddy, buddy, want to support what you do, because you're constantly taking off the cloak and covering off of people's sin. You only would do it unless you truly love someone, because there's nothing in it for you to tell someone the truth that's in blatant sin.
You reap scorn, ridicule,
exactly.
And massage because you are telling these people the truth. But I do thank God that they're taking time to read my commentary every
and
week.
Listen
and
to listen
to the
radio program.
Radio every week. Just like the bloggers.
So nice,
hey, folks,
guys.
For those that didn't know, Huffington Post, actually, you know them losers over there? They actually took the time to give me my own page.
Wow.
You know, thank you for the platform,
so blessed
guys.
Are you when men revile you and say all kinds of manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Jesus said, rejoice in that day and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven.
But we're talking about if God doesn't exist, then everything's permissible.
That's right.
Isn't that what tyrants are actually promoting?
Right. For them.
As so long as it's in agreement with what they say.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's not a good place to be.
No.
Liberty is found in the right to do what the law permits, and that being God's law. Folks, we're going to come right back. We're going to finish up this segment, and I'm going to give it over to our pretty little princess. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. We ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Joseph Farah, the founder and CEO of WND.com, WorldNet Daily, as it's known in some quarters, the nation's largest independent news source. I am just so pleased to be working with Bradley Dean in a number of ways, getting more familiar with their program and their ministry every single day, and I'm excited about their outreach to young people across this country, which is one of the most important mission fields anybody could ever find.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
I am a 47-year-old female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina, even with four stents. I was taking Nitro two or three times a week. The very first day after taking Heart and Body Extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a Nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at harvestright.com.
What we've been talking about is, if there is no God, then everything is permissible, and that's what tyrants would want you to believe, that you can go ahead and do whatever you want to do. Again, I shared with you earlier, friends, that the first scripture in the Satanic Bible is, do what thou wilt. And it's interesting that these communists all agree with Satan. Karl Marx acknowledged Satan. Saul Alinsky, a disciple Barack Hussein Obama, all acknowledged Satan. So why are we ending up in the ditch? Because America, you're allowing dictators to rule the roost when in fact it's not theirs to rule. So what I say in conclusion, that it would do you well to answer a tyrant in obeying, and by obeying God, I'm sorry, in the keeping of his commandments while you have time to do just that. Because there will always be men like this in the world, but it does not mean they go without being dealt with, friends. We live in a fallen world, but I say that by the grace of God, let's pick it up in Jesus' name. Where sin abounds, grace does much more abound. Lord, we need more grace to keep your commandments better.
Exactly.
And we need to deal with corruption today, not tomorrow.
And you know, when you're speaking of, you know, tyrants and dictators, they are not above the law, but they want to seem like they are or act as though they are, but they are not. And God instructs us to do exactly the opposite. If you go to Deuteronomy 17, verse 18, when the king became into power, this is what the Lord instructed the king to do. He said, and it shall be when he sitteth upon the throne of his kingdom that he shall write him a copy of this law in a book out of that which is before the priests and the Levites. So the first thing the king did when he took his position of power, he wrote down a copy of the book of the law so he would know the law as instructed.
In front of the Levites who understood the Levitical
leaders,
order. That's
the
right.
The spiritual leaders. So right now we've got tyrants thinking they're above the law. You go back to God's word. Again, if we just follow the simplicity of God's word, he said those kings should sit down first and write them out a copy of that law so they would know it, it would be in their hearts, and that's how they would
see,
rule.
See, but he's done that. This criminal right now, he's already done that. He just wants the people to take him for face value. Well,
right.
The point is, friends, is he has no more face left. even his people, his own people that have helped him get this far, are already turning on him and saying, you know what, enough is enough. You have the New York Times, you have the Democratic leadership that are saying this guy is a delusional liar. Friends, the man does not know how to tell the truth, and I want you to listen to me again. Let this ring in your ears and let it go into your heart, friends. Everything that he promotes, his agenda, is based on a lie. When you look under the curses in Leviticus 26, the Bible says that you'll flee when none pursueth you. The state-run media is hand in glove, for the most part, friends, in helping him push forth his propaganda machine and his regime. The man is a joke, but I want to tell you this. The joke is on you if you will allow the joker to rule, when in fact he is not there to rule. He's there to uphold the laws of we the people, which is common law. The laws of our constitutional republic, not outside of that. And again, friends, we can reiterate this over and over and over again, but you probably forgot that from yesterday. That's why I wanted to remind you today.
That's right. And men need to be told things twice.
And sometimes women, 200 times.
And sometimes women, you know, need to be told things more than once. So it's good to reiterate. That's what good teachers do. But I also want to highlight, too, just to switch topics a little bit, is our product of the week real quick. Our product of the week is Sounds of War.
Now, you had just shared with me that we're kicking product out on a daily basis.
Yeah, we are. Actually,
now.
Liz,
yeah.
Who does all the stuff with the products and monthly sponsors and so on, she said we've been getting orders every week, so keep it up. And for those of you who have been ordering or becoming sons and daughters of Liberty or getting the product of the week, we sincerely appreciate your support. Your support helps us to continue to do what we do. And this week's product of the week is outstanding. It's a DVD called Sounds of War, and what it does is it goes through all different genres of music, all different artists from rock to rap, pop, country, you name it, their lyrics. It talks about these artists, what they stand for, what they don't stand for, what they promote, and takes you inside. Now, it's so important to note because
You can't take your eyes off of this video.
No,
it's done by James Gillette. It's second to none.
It's so outstanding. And what's nice about it is we just found out recently that an official study reveals that the average person will spend 13 years of their lives listening to music. That's a long time to be glued in front of something that's influencing you. And lots of times people don't realize the influence that music has over them. There's lots of different stories of people committing crimes where they've got music playing to the beat of while they're kicking
their parents' dead bodies. Yeah,
it's amazing what's going on out there. So you need to make sure that you have the right things in your ears and in your eye gate, too, as well. So this is a $20 donation, but monthly sponsors receive 25% off by calling 1-866-233-0747. Again, 1-866-233-0747. Or you can simply go online to shop.sonsoflibertyradio.com. shop.sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you're into music or if you have kids that are into music and you're saying, listen, I need to start getting educated on this. I need to know what they're listening to. You can't just say, hey, what are you listening to? And say, oh, yeah, Mom, I'm listening to this. Know what is going into the ear gates and the eye gates of your little ones.
Which goes in their
so
heart.
So important,
yes.
Dad and Mom. So, and of course, for you young people, too.
In other words, a better way of saying it, D.L. Moody rightly said, you're not responsible for the birds that fly over the top of your head. But you are responsible if you allow them to nest in your hair.
Right, and if you look at the average person who spends 13 years of their lives listening to music, that influence is so powerful. And that will literally influence you for years to come. In fact, you actually talk with a, I believe he was a lawmaker or someone that was a representative, and you had asked him because he was kind of looking down upon you because, yeah, you're this long-haired, you know, you're not really the clean-cut, suit and tie kind of guy. And you asked him, you said, so what's your favorite band?
He was a professor at the Pepperdine.
Okay,
I believe he was the president.
Okay.
Yeah, he was trying to belittle me a little bit. Because of my stature, you know, 6'5", studly. Well, at least you said so.
Nothing but math.
And, he looked at me, and I just said, well, listen, if it's so ineffective, I said, what's your favorite song? And I no more said that in a question to the professor. I believe he was the president for Pepperdine College in California. All of a sudden, he went, dan, da, da, dan, and he started to, the words started going through your head, and I said, well, that's how ineffective we are.
Yeah, and he's a professor. Years and years later, a highly educated man, at the drop of a hat, can say his favorite tune.
Yeah.
And that shows
knowledge
the power
puffeth up, charity edifieth.
Yeah, so this is a
fully on his, fully on his wisdom,
this
friends.
Is definitely one that you want to get. In fact, I'll give you one more quote and we can change it. Medical doctor and brain specialist Richard Pellegrino, he said, take it from a brain guy. In 25 years of working with the brain, I still cannot affect a person's state of mind that the way one simple song can. Of course, the Holy Spirit can affect your state of mind, but keep in mind that is so powerful, the influence of music and how it makes you feel, your emotions, and what you do because of it.
Yeah, let me write the music of a nation. I care not for who writes its laws, for I will control its people.
Mm-hmm.
Philosophers obviously are taking that from Isaiah 14 and a culmination of scriptures and bringing it forth into their philosophy. But what he said was true because he derived it from scripture. And
I got to say this too. Music is spiritual. We are God's creation. We were born to worship him. You take any two-year-old child and put on some music for him with a beat, he's going to start dancing around and jumping around and getting all happy because we are spiritual beings. Our spiritual beings were created to worship our Creator and to sing praises and honor unto him. But what this shows you in this DVD is the perversion of what God gave to worship him, how people take it, the giftings that God has given them, and they use them for the world and for the devil, and they don't use them for the Lord. So it's an outstanding DVD. Please check it out. Sounds of War, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
I love it.
Me too. It really is a good DVD.
So you're hearing all that pounding in the background.
Yeah,
there.
It's our heart beating for all the sons and daughters of Liberty out
over
there.
The top. Hey, friends, I've noticed that when we take the break for our sponsors, they will quit working.
Yeah.
And it's funny because I'll look out the window and I'll say, wait a second, these guys have no clue as to what's going on. And the minute we get back on the radio, guess what they start doing?
They start pounding again.
Maybe they want to be a part of the radio show.
Yeah, they're saying, hi, Mom, boom, boom, boom. That's me. The 3 pounds in the background, that's me, George, over here at the studio.
Wow.
I mean,
and you know what?
Literally.
Chase is in the other room, front of his hand.
They
his
can
head
literally
in his
be
hand right now, trying to figure out what is
she doing.
As he's
giving us the peace sign.
Yeah. No, that's his 2-minute sign.
I get it.
Okay.
That's trying to be funny.
See, like I say, bring the cheese.
That's right. You bring
you
the
will,
crackers.
And I'll bring the crackers. Yeah. So, folks, anyways, going back to what we were originally talking about, if God does not exist, keep in mind, friends, I'm not going there. This is not a debate. I'm proving a point. That's where I'm at. Again, what God puts in a man, no devil in hell can take out of him. That's why there's so many people out there that are fools for their pains, that are trying to convince others that know who he is. He who answers our prayers, he who deals with our enemies on a daily basis, he who establishes righteousness, he who created the heavens and the earth, he whose son is the shoulder upon the shoulders of the governments of this nation. The Bible says that God is the governor of all the nations. I mean, I'm just not going there. Point made, right? So again, going back to, if God does not exist, then everything is permissible. And this is exactly what the professors, as well as tyrants, because professors precede the tyrants, they work hand in glove in many ways. What was the stat on professors? What was the stat that in America they're complaining about all these corrupt, atheistic, communistic?
It's a small amount. There's a small amount. I don't know.
Like 0.7% or 7.something%?
There's only a very small percentage of Americans that are profess atheists, right? But a huge number of that small percent are professors in colleges. So even though it's a small number, they're in key positions teaching our young people. So it just...
I understand that, but that's not what I asked. What is the stat?
I
Wasn't
don't have it
7
right in front of
point something percent or 0.7%?
Very small percent minority.
So what are you running from, friends?
Right.
You got Bradley and Stephanie. We love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23 hours. Check out 1 John 3:18. And as George Washington rightly said, deeds, not words. We will talk to you in just 23 hours, friends. See ya.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.